For what purpose shall a likeness not be made? Question number 76. Does not the second commandment of the Decalogue forbid one's carving, casting, painting, or drawing a likeness of anything that is in heaven or in earth? Answer. To be sure, the second commandment does prohibit the making of likeness to anything, be it in heaven or be it in earth, for the purpose of worshipping God. Some, however, take the extreme position that it forbids the making of any kind of likeness to anything for any reason, even for the purpose of illustrating a thought. To thus condemn any kind of pictorialization, be it scenic, mural, portraitive, photographic, architectural, or whatever, would be to proscribe the whole body of pictorial art and science, the primary implementage of civilization's education system. Nevertheless, if such be the divinely willed intent of the commandment, then we must obey it without questioning, and we shall be better off regardless of the consequence. The Bible itself, however, reveals that the commandment does not prohibit the making of likenesses for any but the purpose of worship. And it even gives the reason for the prohibition. In the writings of Moses, we read, "And the Lord spake unto you out of the midst of the fire, ye heard the voice of the words, but saw no similitude. Only ye heard a voice, take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves. For ye saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest ye corrupt yourselves, and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth, and lest thou lift up thine eyes unto heaven. And when thou seest the sun, and the moon, and the stars, even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them, and serve them which the Lord thy God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven." Deuteronomy 4 verses 12, 15 to 19. Moreover, in Solomon's temple, likenesses of God's creation were used. For example, Solomon made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were six steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and stays on each side of the sitting place, and two lions standing by the stays, and 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the six steps. 2 Chronicles 9 verses 17 to 19. Again, he made a molten sea, and under it was the similitude of oxen, which did compass it round about. 2 Chronicles 4 verse 3. Then, too, cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. 2 Chronicles 5 verse 8. Were not these likenesses of creatures which God created? Did not the Lord direct in the building? The commandment, therefore, prohibits making an imaginary image of God or of anything for the purpose of worship.